This strike is a spillover from many unresolved issues, including IMO and other outstanding issues, non-payment of salaries, pensions of workers in IMO in excess of 20, 30-something months, declaration of some workers as ghost workers, even as they continue to go to office. And of course, we are aware of the abduction and torture of the president of the Congress by the Nigerian police force. I mean, for doing nothing other than the fact that since government of Imo State was not ready to abide by the agreements it voluntarily entered into, the next line of action available to workers was a peaceful protest. In fact, that protest hadn't even started when they pounced on him, blindfolded him, beat him up, tortured him, that led to both physical and non-physical injuries on him. Yeah, beyond this, you're also aware that we had made demands on the government as a result of its ill-advised subsidy removal policy and the massive devaluation of the currency, all of which have combined to visit to the citizenry mindless social violence. So it is a combination of these that compelled us to take this action.
I will return to some of the issues you raised, but you are going on strike when the courts have said that you should not be on strike.
Well, let me tell you something. Our right to strike is guaranteed by the law, and the court ought to recognize that fact. That's one. And you know one thing? Each time we are on the verge of a strike action, the government uses the courts to frustrate that, and yet will not address the fundamental issues. And let me just explain to you. A restraining order cannot be equated with a perpetual injunction. A restraining order is a brief window for the parties to quickly, resolve some contentious issues. But when that now becomes a weapon, of course, we will ignore it.
So back to your president, Mr. Ajaero, you mentioned how he was mistreated in Imo State. But the suggestion was the protest he was calling for was intended to influence or to scuttle the re-election bid of the governor there. What do you say to that?
You know something, Mr. Botti, a tiny elite that acquires power through the back door is always unsure of itself. And we read a thousand meanings to its own shadow. It is paranoid and has homicidal instincts. I mean, these issues have been pending since 2021, and we exhausted all processes, all opportunities to have them peacefully resolved. These matters even went to court, and the state asked for a window, and the court granted this. And when we reminded the state this matter has been overdue, the state put in writing to say that they have been very busy to attend to these issues. I mean, these workers, pensioners who have been without pay for so long, so they should die because an election that is not even an election was about to take place. That guy didn't even win that election in the first place.